start the night version of today's daf. Daf Pei, right? Okay. It's, I don't know, that was the machlokas we had, whether it's today or tonight.
How are you, everyone? Okay.
So we're 11 lines down from the top on Daf Pei. All right, so Itmar. Now I'm going to bring another, going through these cases where you have half people are Tamei, half are Tahor, so you can do the Pesach Rishon, do the Pesach Sheni. So we'll go through a litany of seemingly obscure cases, but just, they're interesting. They're fun to pull out the logic to see what the ruling would be. So Itmar, okay, setting the base matters. Hay Yisrael Mechza Tahorim U'Mechza Tameim. So he had a 50-50 split. Half are Tahor, half are Tamei. So what do you do? Problem is that's half and half, so you don't have a rove. So what are we supposed to do? So Amar Rav mitamin echad mehem. You take one of the besheretz, you take one of the tar people, and you throw a sheretz on him. So now we got 51%, well whatever, more than 50%. If we had 100 people, it'd be 51% and 49% tahar. So now we have rove Yisrael tameim, and if rove Yisrael is tameim, everyone does the pesach patuma. You can just do it, and even the tar people don't have to worry. You can invite your tummy friend over to share with you because you don't have to worry about it. Right, but amai, why do we do this? Do hani lichudayu, b'hani lichudayu. What's the big deal? Let the tahorim do it b'tahara, and let the tameim do it b'tumah. This way, the tahorim can have their b'tahara, and okay, so they won't invite the tummy people over, but at least they'll have a tahor cover pesach. Just do it, just split it up into two.
He's not saying that the tameim have to go wait until pesach sheni.
No, because it's 50-50. It's 50-50. Only tameim only go to pesach sheni if they're a miut, but here they're not a miut. Yeah. So he says daha amarav, because Rav says. We said before yesterday, we said halal osim la'atzman, halal osim la'atzman. We had situations, Rob said yesterday, where mechso mechso, when you had 50-50, these guys do theirs and the tameim do, the Torah does theirs and the tameim do theirs. So why here do we say that make him tameim with the sheretz? Then it'd be 50-50, leave it at 50-50, and each group, the Torah people will focus on the Torah Korban Pesach, and the tameim people will do a tameim Korban Pesach. So Amri, we said, no, hachu my skin, what are we dealing over here? Kigon shayu temeim otfin al ha-tahorim echad. Wait till we have, again, we're going to use a number of 100 people. So you have 51 were tamei, it's not 50-50. 51 are tamei and 49 are tahor, right? There's one extra, right? So you have one above it. So the Gemara right now thinks, we mentioned yesterday also, that one person can't tip the scales. You can't tip the scales with one. It's not significant enough. So if one person can tip the scales, so what you do is you make another person tamei and tip the scales that way. So you have 52-48. Again, the percentages are off. I'm using an example of 100 people, right? So you have 50, right? So don't show you tamei od matahorim echad. And the Gemara right now thinks that just like you can't tip the scales with one, so matamei one person and tip the scales with that. So Gemara says ihachi. If that's the case, that we're dealing with now, that tameim are more. The tameim are more than the tahorim, so habiluhu ruba tameim. They're all. The Gemara says, why? So tip the scales. If it's one person that tipped the scales, let that tip the scales, and you have rove tamei can do the korban pesach patuma, and you don't have to worry about it. Then the Torah people can invite their tamei friends over, and they can share the meal together, right? So the Gemara says, no. Sabalak k'Rabbi Lezer, the Amar sabalak k'Rabbi Lezer b'Masia, the Amar ein hayach machris atzibul tuma. One person can't tip the scales. You can't have one guy be the determining factor. And therefore, that's why Rob said that we have to mitame one more person with the sheretz to make it 52-48 in our 100-person example. So when it says, wait, ihachi, if that's the case, that one person doesn't tip the scales, so then hadukush l'duchta. And it goes right back to where before. Let these people do to whom let these people do to Tahara. Why do you have to make somebody else tame? All you did was explaining that, you know, how you just explained that you're making another person. You didn't answer the base question. Why do you have to make somebody else tummy? Just leave it as a split and then do what we did. What we said yesterday, that the tahorim do it b'tahora and the tameim do it b'tuma. Right. What's the problem? So our answer is no. Ella hachi kamer. This is what we're dealing with. Going back, it's a 50-50 split, right? But hachi kamer, this is what Rob says. If you have a combination shita based on other things that we've seen, then we're going to do this. In other words, so we have to put a couple of shitas together, and then we can see why being matami the person makes sense. E ikatana de sabala. If you have somebody who holds ketana kama de amar palga b'pagalo abde kule b'tuma, right? So you have one tana, members of machlokas, and I test some of these. If you have 50-50, right? Palga pagalo abde kulu b'tuma. That it has to be a guy who says that 50-50, these do for themselves and these do by themselves. You don't. We don't say We don't say that everyone does it bituma. 50-50 each one does in their own group. That's number one. The Savrala, and he also has to hold Rabbi Yehuda, he told Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Ein Korban Sibra Chalak. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Shita that you can't split up a Korban Sibur. And again, Pesach has these aspects of Korban Sibur, even though it's not like a real Korban Sibur. It has aspects of Korban Sibur, right? There's this tension throughout, whether it's a Yachl, it's a Sibur, what it is. But so if it's a Korban Sibur, he says you can't split up a Korban Sibur. There's only one Sibur. So you can't have different split up Korbanos Sibur. So the Tahorim can't be separate from the Tmeim. You have to have them all as one group, right? So the Tahorim can't split one group, and therefore, so what do you do now? So now you have a problem. Because we say, number one, that you hold 50-50. When it comes to 50-50, you have to do a split. But by Korban Sibur, you can't do a split. So what do you do? So you're Metamin somebody. Then that case, so what do you do here? Metamin Echas B'Sheretz. And then what happens? One, he holds, obviously, that one can tip the scales. So one tips the scales to make it 51-49. And now everyone does a Batumah, he doesn't have a problem. That's why he does it. So Gemara says, okay, wait a second. Why do you have to Metamin somebody? There's another way. There's another way to take care of it. What's that? Ra'ula Amar, Mishalchen Echad Mehen L'Derech Rechoka. Send one of them, right? Send one of them to a Derech Rechoka. Who do you send? You send the Tower or Tommy?
I'd rather have him stick around and he can do the Karma.
It makes more sense. Obviously, everything makes more sense to do it in
Tumah. That's right.
Tosos asks. It says, Mishalchen Echad Mehen L'Derech Rechoka. Perish Echad Min HaTahorim. You send one of the Tahorim people away.
Correct.
And therefore you have a Petumah.
Right.
It's easy to work with the Tumah people.
But Karshila Riva, Adarabba, why should you do that? You shalchu echem in a Tumayim l'derech chokka. Just send one of the Tumayim again here.
Means you can do the entire half the nations and end up doing Pesach Shein.
So he says, right, so that's what he answers. Elam Yula Reed, the Mahajin Shashal Kulim Barishan will eat Chulat Tumayim. That's what he says. It's better. You'd rather have everyone do now. Right, everyone do now. I think for multiple reasons. Number one, there's logistical issues if you have to have everyone coming at another time in another month. Number two, the Moedo means now. So if you can have an opportunity, but probably comes in, is it Tumah Hutra or Tumah Dechuya? But that's what he says. So the idea is you send one of the Tahorim, send one of the Tahorim to Derech Hakoka. Don't be Metamehim, because what we did was we were Metame, a Tahor person before. Don't be Metamehim. Why should we become Tame? Send him away. Send away Derech Hakoka, and don't have to worry about it.
Who exactly are this, by the way, lately again? Who's counting these people? That's my principle.
They are counted, and it's the times one.
When they go through, they have put
a, they have a turnstile. They have a turnstile. They have a turnstile, and they go in, and they check, and they check, and we can have. There's gonna be an app for it. There's gonna be an app for it, and that's how you can do it. Everyone's gonna. What basically we're gonna do? It's gonna be a Twitter account. Everyone's gonna type in. Tumah, right? Everyone's gonna type in.
Right.
So Ula Amar says, Mishalchan Echem El Derech Hakoka. Send one of them out. So Gemara says, wait a second, why? Why send one? Just do it with Sheretz. Do what Rob said. Why should you send them out? Just be Matam him with the Sheretz. So Gemara says, Kachsavar, because Ula holds, Shochtin Berzorkin El Tamei Sheretz. Because a Tamei Sheretz guy, Ula says, you can do Korban Pesach for him. Why? Because come nighttime, he's going to be taller. He just has to go to the mikvah, and he's right. He says he can, since he can eat the Korban Pesach with Tahara, it's a machlok we've seen a few times, since he can eat the Korban Pesach with Tahara later tonight, with Tvila and Har Shemesh, he's technically considered tar for the Korban Pesach.
So you don't accomplish anything by
exactly. So being Matamah him with the Sheretz doesn't accomplish anything. That's why Ula said you gotta send him away. So the Gemara said, okay, you're worried about so you Tameo Bemes. So why be Matamah with the Sheretz? Throw him in the cemetery.
Throw him in the cemetery.
It's Tommy Mace. So Gemara says, wait, I don't want Tommy Mace, because Tommy Mace has got another problem. Then Madichenu Atami Chagigoso. Then he can't bring the Korban Chagiga. Because now he's Tameh for 7 days. And by the time he's done, by the time the Yontif's over, he can't bring the Korban Chagiga.
What?
How can he bring the Korban Chagiga to the Tumah?
What?
Only Pesach can bring the Tumah. He can't bring the Korban Chagiga to
the Tumah.
Yeah. Whatever, you're bringing a Korban Tumah is only by the Korban Pesach.
Yeah.
He's not going to be Hutcher over here. Only Tumah, Hutcher, but Zebra only applies.
Right?
No, but he said. He's sending him away. He's sending him to become Tummy Mace. Right, okay. So he's sending him to become Tummy Mace. So now we tip the scales. Right, so he can bring his Korban Pesach.
That's right.
But you're forcing him to not be able to bring his Korban Chagiga.
The other 6 million people also can't bring it.
But they're Tummy. But his guy, this guy wasn't Tummy. This guy.
One
guy. So he says, Hashtun. So he says, wait a second. you're worried about, you're saying, don't be Matam Bameis because you're going to worry that he's not going to bring his Korban Chagiga. So what was your other option? Send him away. Well, he's not going to bring his Korban Pesach. So he says, Hashtun Nami, Madachayu Atam Bipisco. So he says, no, Efshad Avim Sheni. He can do the Korban Pesach in the second, and the Korban Pesach Sheni. I guess there's no Chagiga in Korban Sheni, and Pesach Sheni? I don't know. So the Gemara says, wait a second. The mace, even if he's Tamei mace, right, goes back. By mace, Nami, Efshar de Avid Bishvi, the Havi Le Shmini Shalo. Wait a second. When are we Matam Hibtim mace? On your Dalit. On your Dalit. So when his seventh day, his eighth day when he's Tahor, it's the seventh day of Korban Pesach.
That's why we do Erev Yom.
Yeah.
Forget about it. Let's see if you did a couple days earlier.
No. The app only works in Erev Yom. So it's Erev Yom. If you know how many people are there. So the guy becomes Tamei Mace. So you're watching him to become Tamei Mace. We become Tamei Mace. Okay, let's go. We got a Zoya. We can take care of this guy because he's sacrificing, well, pardon the pun, he's sacrificing himself for the sacrifices of everybody else. So you're going to be keeping. So what do? So you do the Hazah, and turns out that his Shvi, that his he's Tahor on Shvi Shal Pesach. Bring the Korban Chagiga then. What's the problem? You bring the Korban Chagiga then. So Gemara says, no, because Ula holds again. Because Sabra Ula, Kulu Tashlumin Derishon Ninhu. There's a Machlokas of Gemara Chagiga. About, not even one done. What does the Tash... Let's read the Rashi. Let me read the whole thing and then we'll explain it. Kasabra ula kul tashlumin de rishon ninhu, the chazi berishon, whoever could have brought the chag korban chagiga on the rishon, and he didn't, or he couldn't, he had to be roy to bring on the rishon, chazi bikulo, that he can do tashlumin for the rest of the yontif. The kol hecha de lo chazi berishon, if he's not roy to bring the korban chagiga on the first day, he's called lo chazi bikulo, he can't go out. He can't bring the chagiga. What's that machlokos? Look at Rashi. Rashi kasabra kulon. Rashi says, "Kasever kulan hayom shel regel, tashlumen shel rishon hein." Everything is a tashlumen for the rishon, meaning that it's if you missed the korban chagiga and you bring it the next day, it's not a new chol each day. It's just a tashlumen for the first day. So the only time you have tashlumim is if you were roy to bring it. That's a machlokus in chagiga, right? The ena tashlumim zelazeh. They're not each day is not subsequently a makeup for the previous day, right? Uplut tehi bichagiga. Umanda isle kulon tashlum in the rishon. Whoever holds that everything is the makeup for the first day, right? Sabra hech lo chazi rishon su lo chazi. If you weren't in the parsha on day one, then there's nothing to make up. If you hold that every day is a makeup for the next day, so if I wasn't there the first day, make it a second day, the second day, the third day. Here, this guy wasn't in the parsha at all the first day. Why? Because we made him tamei mace. So even if his tahara takes place on the last day of Yontif, he still can't bring the Korban Chagiga, which is a chayv to bring the Korban Chagiga. So that's out. That's why. So if you are metame him, he loses out his Korban Chagiga, right? The tummy mace guy. If you're metame him, right? We say his Pesach. So Hashanami Madkei on his goes Efsed of Vesheni. So he says b'mace nami. You can he said, no. Right, so the mace.
He's no good either.
Right, because that's what Ula said. What did Ula say? You do. Ula said you send him away. You don't not metame the guy. You send him away. Right, so you send him away.
But he doesn't have a
chagiga
anyway.
But then what does he
get? Just take one for the team.
Yeah, so why don't you give time him the mace?
So who do you pick?
Okay, so Amr Lahu, so that's the answer. Amr Lahu Rav Nachman says to the Bnei Yeshiva, Zilu v'imru le l'ula, go tell Ula, man sai is the akar sike yumashkne v'roid. Who's going to pick up the pegs of his tent and go elsewhere? Who are you choosing? All right, it makes sense, theoretically it makes sense, but practically speaking, who's going? Someone's going to volunteer? And if he does volunteer, I'm not going to, I'm the one who's going to go there. I'm here right now. I'm going there for Choka. So he's Mavatel Nasei, no? Mm-hmm. So you allow to be Chote for everybody else?
I don't know about that.
How does that work? How does the practical ramification of that work? It's 50-50. We got to figure something out here. So, okay, I volunteer. I'm going away. It did go wrong.
Yeah, but what was that? 2 o'clock, he volunteers to go away. Let's say he volunteers. Where is he going? How far can he
get? You don't have to go that far. Maybe you don't have to go like 15 mil or something like that.
Thank God it never happens.
You don't have to go that far. You don't have to go that far, right? You have to go outside, right? How far do you have to go? I think a couple mil, I think you have to go. It's not so far. You don't have to go that far. Well, if we have an app, he has a car, so it's not a big deal.
Fastest donkey or camel
in the Pagans. That's how it goes. Okay, next. Okay. we learned previously, I think it was of Samach or something like that, we learned that even though we say that someone who's Tamei, who's Nitchel Pesach Sheni, that's only if you're Tamei Meis. But if you're Tamei something else, you're not Nitchel Pesach Sheni, meaning a Zav and a Metzora. Nevertheless, if Rov of the Tzibor being Tamei, if Rov of the Tzibor being Tamei includes Zav and Metzoras, that is... Scratch it. Let me start again. The person is any tummy. If you were an individual or tummy, whether you're tummy mace, whether you're tummy zav, whether you're mitzora, you bring Pesach Sheni. But you don't count. If you're tummy zav, you don't count in the calculations to determine tumah v'tahara to decide for the tzibor whether rov or tummy, whether rov or not, to be whether you can bring the carbon Pesach now to tumah. Okay, so just keep that in mind. A tzibor of zav and mitzorayim, they cannot make a Pesach b'tumah. And if everybody's tummy, zav, that doesn't mean now all of a sudden that we can do a Pesach on Pesach Rishon b'tumah.
Pesach Rav.
So one of the things, but we can deal with that. Well, no, our problem is also
other things.
What?
Yeah, maybe.
Ultimately,
for everything. So Itmar. Then the base measures. Hayiruban zavin. You had 51%, more than 50, again, our example of 100, a non-perfect example. You had 51 people at Zav, umi'utam tamei mesim, 49 are tamei mes. They're all tamei, but 51, they're all tamei, but they're different types of tumma. One's, the majority are tamei Zav. So amarav, osan tamei mesim. So these tamei mesim, they're kind of stuck. Ain osin lo barishon lo b'sheni. They can't do Pesach on a rishon, they can't do Pesach on a sheni. Rishon, no Avi, they can't do it on the Pesach Rishon because they can't bring it Petumah because they have a Miyuta. They're a Miyuta the Kal. Miyuta lo Avi Rishon. And if only a Miyuta the Kal is Tamei, they can't bring a carbon. They can't bring a carbon on Pesach Rishon. Okay, it was Sheni Nami lo Avi, and they can't bring the carbon on Pesach Sheni. Why? Because Kol Hechid the Avi Tzibo Rishon Avi Yochid B'Yochid. They're called Avi Yochid B'Sheni. But Kol Hechad Lo Adi Tzibur Rishon Lo Adi Yochid B'Sheni. The only time the Temeim bring it on Korban on Pesach Sheni is if the Tahorim brought it on Korban on Pesach Rishon. Here, nobody brought it on Pesach Rishon. So the Temei Mesim are stuck. The Temei Mesim can't bring it on Pesach Rishon because they're a minority, and they can't bring it on Pesach Sheni because no one brought it on Pesach Rishon. Because nobody didn't bring it on Pesach Rishon.
You mean nobody in Tamei brought
it? No one at all brought it. We had everyone is Tamei. We have 100 people. Everyone's Tamei. 51 are Zav. 49 are mace. So the Zavin are probably pushed off to Pesach Sheni.
Right.
Okay, now, the Tamei mace, they can't bring it on Pesach Rishon, because in order to bring Pesach Rishon B'Tumah, you have to need a majority.
Right.
And in order to bring a Pesach, for the Tamei Mesim, to bring in a Pesach Sheni, there had to be Pesach Rishon brought, that they missed out. But there was no Pesach Rishon brought that they missed out, right? Fine. So the Gemara is Amar... Lehu Shmuel. So Shmuel says, "The Yeshiva Zilu Imli LaAba. Go tell Abba, which is Rav. I'm not sure if his name was. There's a machlokus amongst the scholars whether his name was Abba or his name was Rav. But whatever. So Amrli LaAba. What are you talking about? In this, so no one brings Korban Pesach. The pasuk says, "We are Subnei Yisrael. It's a Pesach v'Moadom. Obviously, what are you doing? Doing v'Moadom. No one brings Korban Pesach. I mean, what's going on here? They're not going to bring it. The Temeim, they're never going to bring Korban Pesach at all this year. The Temeim Mesim." So Amar Lehu, so Rav says back, Zil Amalei, go tell Shmuel, according to you, he have a kulu zavin. Let's say everyone's a zav. You're 100% of zavin. My Adislay, what are we going to do? Ella came into Lo Efshar, they can't do it. Lo Efshar, Achanami, Lo Efshar. If everyone is a zav, you don't bring a Korban Pesach. You just don't bring it, right? Why not? Everyone is a zav. You don't bring a Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, because everyone's Tamei. And what about, everyone's a zav.
No, all the
Tameim
are
no, Kulan Zav, I think, means everyone. Kol B'nai Yisrael Zav. Everyone's a Zav. Right, so everyone's a Zav, and therefore what? They can't bring on Pesach Rishon because they are... Oh, they can't bring on Pesach Rishon, same thing, because they're Tameh, and they can't bring on Pesach Sheni because no one brought on Pesach Rishon. So, that's it. Nebuch, that's what happened. No Pesach that year. The rules worked out.
No Pesach Sheni because they...
Pesach Sheni only exists for those who missed Pesach Rishon. Right. But that implies that there has to have been a Pesach Rishon.
Correct. So
if there was no Pesach Rishon, there's no Pesach Sheni.
Hold upon. If everybody's a Zav, then it's you have the ruba is Tmein.
But
so why can't you make the Pesach?
Because it only applies to Tommy Mace.
Because why?
Because you only bring Pesach Betuma by Tommy Mace. That was the intro.
It sounds like a movie. Either was no Pesach.
Yeah, it's a trivia question. When can there be no Korban Pesach? When is what's the only bracha you make on when? Whatever. So, fine. So Itmar, next case. Hayeruban Tamei Mesin. Okay, again, our example of 100 people, 51 are Tamei Mes, Umu'atan Zavin, and 49 are Zavin. So Rav Huna Amar, Ein Tashlum LePesach HaBa B'Tuma. Rav Ada Amar, Yesh Tashlum LePesach HaBa B'Tuma. Now these Zavin, right, these Zavin, who didn't bring the Pesach Rishon, right? Right?
They
right, so they sheni. Right, they don't bring a Pesach Sheni because ain't Tashlum LePesach HaBa B'Tuma.
Right.
What happened was the Korban Pesach that was brought a Pesach Rishon was brought B'Tuma because you had 51% Tamei Mes. So there's no Tashlumim. The only time you can make up on Pesach Sheni is if Pesach Rishon was brought B'Tahara. Here Pesach Rishon was brought B'Tuma, so the Tamei Mes, these Zavin.
Then they could have gotten on it in the first place.
But these Zavin
so
couldn't.
Can't.
So they're out. They miss it. So, what's the machlokas?
So, wait a minute. How do we know that? Where do we know that there was no Pesach Sheni?
Because we just said.
No. It's a machlokas.
Exactly.
Rav Huna Amar, Ein Tashlum LePesach HaBa B'Tuma.
Why couldn't there be one, actually?
Because, Pesach Rishon exists.
Let's do step by step. Right. Pesach Rishon exists for those who could not do Pesach Rishon.
Pesach Sheni exists for those who cannot do Pesach Rishon.
But were able to do it. In other words, if they would not been a Tumim Mace, they could have done it.
I don't know, but if you're a Zav, you could do it, and you can't. Pesach Sheni exists for those who missed Pesach Rishon due to Tumim Mace, basically.
No,
or to be in the Rechoka, or to be.
No, but here it's different. Here the problem is that the Pesach Rishon was done with Tumah. So what does that mean? Does that mean the Pesach Rishon was a regular Pesach Rishon, and once it's done Betuma, it just
because there's two types of Tumah here, which is a problem.
Right, but forget
no,
that.
No,
that...
because otherwise the Zav could have been on the Tumah side too.
Oh, wait a second.
What's the status of
no? What's the status of the Korban Pesach that's brought Betuma? That's the machlokes over here.
So wait, if that's the case, the previous case when you send the guy away, that doesn't work because that guy you send away doesn't have a Pesach Sheni.
Exactly.
The guy you said why?
Because you have
everybody's doing it.
Right. According to the Shita, maybe that's Enoch Hanami.
You send one guy away.
You don't have to send him away if you can do it anyway.
When it's half and half. One of the ideas is send this guy away.
Right.
How can they do that? This guy cannot going
to
be able to do
it. Well, according to one man, Domer, maybe Enoch Hanami. According to one man, Rabuna Amar, Ein Tashlum LePesach HaBa B'Tuma. Ravada Barabbas says, Yesh Tashlum LePesach HaBa B'Tuma. So maybe the one who says it's Ein Tashlum would say, you know, don't send him away. First of all, we got rid of the not sending away. That was knocked out.
Yeah.
Okay. So he says, Name Machamifli. So what's the machlokas here? Demand Amar, Ein Tashlum LePesach HaBa B'Tuma. One who says that you can't make up on Pesach Sheni for Pesach Rishon that came B'Tuma, he holds Kasover Tuma Dechuya Hibitzibur. The tumah is only dechuya. It's not mutter. It's just dechuya. It's just pushed off. It's bekoshi was mutter. We mutter it. So therefore, it's not a real Pesach Rishon. So if it's not a real Pesach Rishon, there's no tashlum for it. Umanda Amar Tayesh Tashlum LePesach HaBa B'Tuma Kasav Tuma Hutcher B'Tzibur. No. Once you have a Pesach brought B'Tuma, that's a regular Korban Pesach. It's a regular Korban Pesach. That's what you were saying. It becomes a regular Korban Pesach, and all the rules apply. So whoever missed it for whatever reason, there can bring Pesach Sheni. Okay.
Including Zav.
So, because what's the status of a Pesach that's brought B'Tuma? Because again, here, there was nobody was Tara in this instance. We had everybody was either Tamei Mes or Tamei Zav. So Amri, they said, no, that's not the Machlokas Lo. Kulei Alma Tuma D'chuyah B'Tzibur. Everyone holds that Tuma is D'chuyah B'Tzibur. The first way. And so if that's the case, so why do you say that there is Tashlumin?
Right.
So, this is what the Machlokas is. Mar Savar, which would be Rav Huna holds, Tahara Midechaya. Tuma lo midechaya. Umar sabra fiu tuma na midechaya. Tuma tahara midechaya. Rashi says tuma l'sheni ki avid tzibur tahara. When we do
more problems this way than hutcha.
Hutcha is so much easier. Of course, hutcha is much easier. The meat becomes mutter. Everything becomes thrown. You can eat. Yeah, much easier. It's much easier. It's much easier. Skipping shachris. It's much easier also to make the train. But that's not the rule.
But there is nobody who says go skip shachris. There is a valid shita that it turns it.
Okay, but they don't agree.
It's what we do is it's it's we change the halacha from reality to, you know, like if you have three hot dogs and we don't know if there's a problem, you can eat all three tray of hot dogs.
With machlokas, but yeah.
But we paskin that way.
No, we don't. But we don't hold that way.
I know.
We do paskin that way, but we don't hold that way. That's the way we paskin. We don't do it.
Change his tray from the kosher.
Take one out, throw it out. Do
exactly.
It.
We'll
no, but usually, chatikah nasa in the vela only goes really the other way. You train kosher with the trays. They don't know necessarily know you train. But
I'm
yeah,
sure
you bit bittle. But
here's the same way. You can change the reality of what it is.
But they don't agree that that's not the rules that the Torah brought down. And okay, so what's the machlokes? Even if you hold the that it's only the chuya, so tahara mitcha. When you do a korban pesach with sibur tahara, then that's pushed off the pesach sheni. But tumah lo mitcha. If you do a pesach but tumah, that doesn't push off any of the pesach sheni. The rules of pesach sheni don't exist. Forget hutcher dechuya. Pesach sheni doesn't exist. Only exists if pesach rishon is done but tahara. I don't know, I just got to figure out what the lumnus says. Umar Sarah, people tumma na mitcha. No, but some tumma, it's also pushed off.
No, okay. Why? The logic makes sense.
Pesach Rishani is only an outgrowth of a Tahor Pesach Rishon.
Of course.
And one Mandarim says, no, Pesach Shani is an outgrowth of people who didn't do Pesach Rishon.
No, the people didn't do Pesach.
That's
the
other side.
They didn't do Pesach Shani because there was a Pesach.
And that they weren't able to do.
And they weren't able to do
so
it.
So for them, Pesach Shani, it doesn't matter why they wouldn't be able to do it.
That's correct.
Okay, but the other side says, no, that Pesach Shani is only an outgrowth of a Tahor Pesach Rishon.
The minority who's Tahar cannot
have... No one's Tahar in that case.
Oh, let's say the word minority is Tahar. 20% of Tahar. They can't bring Pesach Sheni.
Well, everyone brings a Betumah. And everyone brings a Betumah. Then Pesach Sheni has brought Betumah that year.
Exactly.
Everyone brings in our Pesach Rishon.
20% is Tummy, so they bring the carbon.
And the other people
also bring
it then. But the Pesach has brought Betumah that year.
Right.
So that 20% can invite all the Tummy people to their house if they want.
It's all good.
It's all good. It's all fine.
Oh, they're
they can bring Betumah.
Right, but the poor Shnuch who's a chole in Tveria can't make it.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that. I don't know. Itmar. Okay. How about this case? Hayu Shlishi son Zavin. You have 1/3 of Zav. Shlishi son Tahorin. 1/3 of Tahor. Ushlishi son Tamei Mason. And 1/3 of Tamei Mason. Okay? 33.3 people. 33.3 people in my example.
You send away the guy with the third.
No, we have Marcel divided into
three. We have 99 people. 33 are Tamei Mace, 33 are Tamei Zav, and 33 are Tahar. Okay? So Amar of Mani Bar Patish, Osan Tamei Mason. He's going to focus on these Tamei Mason. They cannot do anything. Lo Osin as Harishon, Velo as Hasheni. They can't do Korban Rishon, Pesach Rishon, they can't do Pesach Sheni. But Rishon Lo Abdi, why can't they do Pesach Rishon? Because Higdilu zavin at tahorim de lo avdi betumah. So what you do is the zavim go in with the tahorim to make the tamei mason a minority, and therefore they can't bring it on Pesach Rishon. Tamei mason are out. So now what's the other option? It's Pesach Sheni. But let's read again.
Because the
zavim are different tumah than the tamei mason. They have different rules.
Yeah, so it's a different. So
okay,
different,
so they don't. So they can't. So
let me three different.
One second. So higdilu zavinat tahorim de lo avdi tumah, but have they tamei mason miyuta or miyuta lo avdi berishon? They're a miyut. Tamei mason are clearly a miyut, so they can't bring it on Pesach Rishon. And why can't they bring it on Sheni? This is what you're focusing on. But Sheni lo avdi. Why? Because nitzrifu zavin in tamei mason de lo avdi berishon. Now let's find out who didn't bring a Pesach Rishon. Well, majority of the people didn't bring a Pesach Rishon. Right, the majority of people didn't right, and the Bahabi Ruvo, right?
Why didn't the majority of
people? If you have a Ruvo, low Pesach Sheni. Zob can't bring a Korban Pesach.
Yes, so everybody's a minority then.
He's focusing on the Tamei Mace.
No,
we're focusing on the Tamei Mace.
The Horn can't wait. The Horn can or cannot do. They can't.
The Horn bring a Korban Pesach Rishon. What's the problem?
Could, you said.
Of course, the Horn bring the Korban Pesach Rishon. They're Tahor.
So why can they bring Korban Pesach Sheni?
Who?
The other two, the
Tamei Mace?
The Mace and the Zavim.
Because what ends up the Mace and the Zavim.
They were majority in the first.
The only way you can bring a Pesach Sheni is if the majority of the people brought a Pesach Rishon.
The majority or some people?
Majority. That's what you're saying here. They have a Rubo. The Rubo don't mean the Pesach Sheni. Rove of Bnei Yisrael cannot be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So what do you have on Pesach Rishon? Only 33 people brought it. Only the Tahorim brought it. The Tamei Mace didn't bring it because they weren't. They weren't the majority, so they can't bring it to Tumah. And the Zavim didn't bring it. So that's going to Pesach Sheni. Oh, we're going to bring a Pesach Sheni. No, you only bring a Pesach Sheni if the majority of the people brought a Pesach Rishon. And in this case, 66 out of 99 didn't bring it. So they're out. So it's fun. I thought the Gemara was fun. Okay, next. To change the volumes.
Finally, yes.
Whoa.
Change the volumes.
Change the volumes. Whew. Okay. So now everyone here is flying blind. Unless you brought to set volume 2. Unless you brought volume 2, you're flying.
I'm holding on to you.
You're flying blind. Okay, fine.
Hold on to you, baby.
Keep the eyes closed. Next. The Mishnah is now going to talk about a Korban Pesach and a Korban Nazir. That the blood was thrown. I'll speak slowly. That the blood was thrown. The blood was thrown. And after the blood was thrown, we found out that there was tumah. Either the blood was tameh, or the owner became tameh, or the meat became tameh. After the blood was thrown, we found out that there was tumah at the time that the blood was thrown. Okay? That's the setup. So, Pesach Shenizrak Domo. You have a Korban Pesach. Let's say it's my Korban Pesach, or whatever, ours, because you have to have a Chabur. Our Korban Pesach was brought, the blood was thrown. The Achar Kach Nodesh Shehu Tameh. Then afterwards, we find out that either the blood, at the time of the Zrika, either the blood itself was Tameh, or the meat of the Korban was Tameh, not us. Something with the Korban was Tameh. Don't worry, Hatzitz Meratzah. The tzitz that's on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, that is Mecha, that's there. We never understood what Tumah was.
We never said what tzitz was.
What? The tzitz is what goes on the forehead.
No, I know what it is.
Okay.
We didn't know what it does.
Okay, it's Meratzah the Korban. Okay? The assumption of all the Gemaras is that you did the Mishnayos beforehand. This Mishnah existed well before the Gemara that we did over Yontif, which was brutal, but still. Okay. So Pesach and Nizak don't back on the Shutame at Tzitz Meratzah. But now, the Tzitz is Meratzah only if there's a psul of Tumah in the Guf of Korban, not in the Guf of the person. But Nitma Guf, let's say it turns out that they threw the blood, and it turns out that at the time they threw the blood, we were all Tumah Meis. Right, we were in the room, and someone was Nifter Chashon, and we all became Tumah Meis, and they threw the blood, you know, after that occurrence, without knowing. So then, ain't a Tzitz Meratzah. The Tzitz is not Meratzah, because the Tzitz is not Meratzah on Tumas Aguf, and our group would have to do Pesach Sheni, because at the time of the Zrika, we were pushed away. We couldn't do Pesach. Okay, why? Mipnesha Amru, because the Chacham said, HaNazir. So the Nazir is coming at the end of his Naziris. They bring the Karbanos at the end of his Naziris, right? The Osa Pesach. The person is doing the Pesach. The rule is, HaSitz Meratzah al Tumas Hadam. The Tzitz is Meratzah al Tumas Hadam, actually, Dom, on the Dom, with the comments. Tumas Tumas Adam, which is the Moshes here, I have to say. So Tumas Adam, but it's not the innocent Maratzah Tumas Aguf, but it's not Maratzah Tumas Aguf. Okay, fine. Now, next type of Tumas is called Tumas Tahom. What's Tumas Tahom? Come across it a few times. Nitma, let's say, even though we know that the Tzitz is not Maratzah Tumas Aguf, if that Tumas Aguf was from via Tumas Tahom, It's a Hachamosh Mishina that the Tzitz is Meratzah. Let's just read it inside and I'll tell you what it is. Nitma b'tumas tahom, Tzitz Meratzah. The Tzitz is Meratzah by Tumas Tahom. What is Tumas Tahom? Essentially, Tumas Tahom is... Rashi, explain. Tumas Tahom is essentially where you had no idea. No one knew there was a mace here. We walked into this street. No one knew there was a mace there. Comes out, I have to do the Korban Pesach, comes out that someone says, you know, oh my gosh, we just did some digging here and we found the mace there. So it's not even a suffix. At the time, no one even knew. It's only you found out about later, so that there's a kusuf that the tzitz is Meratzah. There's a Rashi here that kind of quotes a Tosefta. He leaves out a few things, quoting the Tosefta. It's a misquote, but we read it. It says, Nitma Gufa, Betumas Hatahom, right? It's the long Rashi of Nitma Gufa. So Nitma Gufa, Betumas Hatahom. The Tumah Suffik in the first Gemara, like Gemara to explain. Harezim Meratzah. It's still Meratzah. The Lachamot Shin, he did Hutra Tumah Hatahom Lahem. Because Tumah Tahom is Hutra by the Tzitz. Because the Amr Gub Gemara. Ubi Tosefta Mefarish Lehafik. This is how he explains the Tosefta. And I'll read the Tosefta. If you look at the Hagos Merv Ransberg, he fills in the gap from the Tosefta. Okay, so Amru Lo. So Ketza, what's Tumah Tahom? Omru Lo. They said to him, Kever Haya Imcha B'Bayis Shenichnasta Bo. There was for sure a kever in the house that you walked into. Or takas evan shi shaftaleh, or there was a kever under this rock that you sat on. Vinodelo at shelo asapiso, and they told him about it before the Korban Pesach was brought. Rashi says that then you skip to the bein shel pisco. You skip to the Gosmar and Rajshberg if you see it. Bein shel pisco, bein at shelo asapiso. Sarach lasos pesach sheni. Let's do pesach sheni because there was a known tumah there before, right? But aval amru. Lo, kever at the home high imcha b'beishen nichnas the bow. O tachas evan shishaf the leven. No, the low writes to, ain't sarach lasos pesach sheni, basically. In that case, he doesn't have to do with pesach sheni, he's fine. Because tumas to home is a cluster of that. If no one knew about the tumah at that moment, that doesn't really count, and the tzitz is going to be maratzah for you. Okay, next. Gemara. So, the Mishnah had said that the Pesach that had the blood thrown and afterwards you found out that the blood or the meat was tameh, the tzitzin ratza. So what's the diuk? Taima de nizra fi achar kach noda. It's only because it was thrown and you found out afterwards. However, aval noda fi achar kach nizra, we did it b'mezid. If you knew that the blood was tameh, you knew the meat was tameh, and you nevertheless threw the blood, lo meratza. That's not, since it's not going to be meratza in that situation. Since it's meratza in the shogig, according to the diuk. So the Gemara says, "Reminu, alas, you astira." I'll bring you now a brayso which says that the tzitzis maratzi, even if the tumah was, even if it was thrown knowingly that there was tumah here. Reminu, al mahatzitz maratzi. What is the tzitz maratzi? Al hadam, the al habasar, the al achel of shenitma, bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid. Right, bein b'onus, bein b'ratzim, bein b'yachah, bein b'tzibor. No matter what. So right now we're thinking that bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid means whether or not you knew for a fact that there was tumah over here. Someone says, "No, no, I'm a ravina. No, what's bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid?" Tumaso being b'shog being b'mezid hurtsa. Zerikaso b'shog hurtsa mezid lo hurtsa. No, we're talking about the tumah. How did the blood become tummy? How did the meat become tummy? Was the meat become tummy b'shog? Did the meat become tummy b'mezid? Doesn't make a difference. Sitz maratze. You threw the blood knowing that the guy was tummy? No, that doesn't count. The being b'shog being b'mezid is going on the item, not on the person. Not knowingly throwing the blood there. Okay. So Rav Shila Amar no. Rav Shila says no. He argues zerikaso. If you threw the blood, bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid, hurtza. Whether I knew when I threw the blood, if I knew it was tameh, if I didn't know it was tameh, it doesn't matter. It's still going to be miratza, right? Tumaso, the tumah of the carbon, only if the carbon became tameh b'shogig hurtza, then mezid lo hurtza. But if the carbon became tameh b'mezid, then the tzitz is not miratza. So wait a second. The elahad dekatani. So the Rav Shula explains. So elahad dekatani. Bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid. Wait, you're telling me now that if the thing became tameh b'mezid, it's not. You can't throw the blood. The price just says bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid. So what do you do with bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid? So hachikamar. This is what he says. Nitma b'shogig. If the carbon became tameh b'shogig, uzrako bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid hortza. And you threw the blood, knowing about that fact or not knowing about the fact, it's still hortza. But the carbon itself can only become tameh b'shogig. Okay. But the Gemara, and then continues. V'hadikatani, what about our Mishnah? V'hadikatani dom shenizrak v'yachrakach noda. That our Mishnah says that the only time the tzitzis maratze is b'shogig. If you only threw it not knowing that there was tumah here. So taima de nizrak v'yachrak noda. Well, noda v'yachrak nizrak glow. That was the deal you made. She says, no. Who I didn't feel a noda v'yachrak nizrak? No, don't make that deal. Even if I knew that there was tumah here and I threw the blood, it's still going to be maratze. Right? V'hadikatani nizrak v'yachrak noda. So what deal do I make when it says nizrak v'yachrakach noda? We assume the boy limits ne seifa because it's coming to explain what's going on in the seifa. What did the seifa say? Nitma haguf ein tzitz maratze. If me, the body, became tamei, right, the person became tamei, then the tzitz is not maratze. That filu nizrak v'achakach noda lo. In that case, even if you only found out after the blood was thrown, even if you threw the blood b'shogig, in that case, it doesn't work, right? So therefore, katani reisha nami nizrak v'achakach noda. That's what the Rishon also says. Just for parallel, talking about the case of Nizrak v'Yachakach Noda of Shogeg, but Mezid in the Risha, no problem. He holds. Okay. Next, the Mishnah had mentioned that if a Nazir or someone did a Pesach became Tameh b'Tumas Tahom, which was this unknown Tuma that we only found out about later, his Tzitzis Maratza, right? Halacha Moshe Misinai. Ba'i Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama asked the following question. Kohen hamiratze bekorbanosehen, hotchelo tumas tahom olo. That's what we talked about, the Baal. What about the Kohen? The Kohen is doing the avoda, and it turns out that he was tamei tumas tahom. Is he okay? Is the avoda still kosher, or was the avoda? Or do we consider that the avoda was done with the tamei Kohen, and therefore the avoda is possible?
Yeah,
but since we say it was miratze, if the Baal hakorban had tumas tahom.
Yeah,
so what about what about the Kohen? The Kohen's not the Baal HaKorban.
No, he's even better for him. He didn't know anything about it.
No, he was coming with him.
The guy was coming with the home.
The Kohen was coming to him with home. So now we find, he does the Avoda. The Kohen does the Avoda. Comes the Avoda, and guy comes 5 minutes later screaming to the base manager, by the way, the house that you came from had a dead body. So you were, at the moment that you actually did the Avoda for somebody else, you were Tameh.
Yeah, he
was Shliach. So he's a Shliach. Technically Tumas Tahom, the Tzitzon Miratze on Tumah of the Korban, not on the Guf. Tumas Tahom, we would say it's Tzitzon Miratze because it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. Doesn't Halacha Moshe Misinai apply to the Kohen as well? So Gemara has two sides. Gemara says, Mi Amrina Ki Gamrini Tumas Tahom, Bevilim. Do we say that Tumas Tahom is Miratze only by the owner, the Kohen, Lo Gemiri, but by the Kohen we don't, and therefore he's not? It's not Hutra O Tuma. No, it's Bizbacha Gemira. So what you're saying, Tumas Tahom applies to the carbon. Anybody involved in the carbon was Matame Tumas, was Tame Tumas Tahom. It's Sitzim Ratzim. Right? And Losh Nag Bekohen, Losh Nag Bailan. Will make a difference. So I'm trying to bring a raya. So Amar Rava, Toshma, bring the following, the Tani Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya says as follows. Lo Amru, when did we say that the tzitz is meratz on tumas tahom? That's only by mace bilvad. That's only by tumas tahom of a mace, right? So mace lemutei mai. What's it coming to exclude?
But the person is a tummy mace.
The tumas tahom was a mace. So you became tummy mace. You were mahil over this mace. Right. But what that comes to exclude lav lemutei tumas tahom sheretz. Okay. Before we go further, Tosa has a very fundamental question. How's a tumas tahom basically means a buried tumah? Tumas sheretz is only matame the maga. So if you walked over it, how do you become tummy? How do you have the concept of tumas tahom sheretz? So Tosa says the case is we stuck your hand into the ground or something like that, and you pulled something out, and you didn't know that there was that sheretz there.
Why? It's an even easier case. It's covered over just superficially.
So what? And then what'd you do?
You touched it.
Well, it's the same idea. You put your hand in something that's buried. It can't be the same case as tumas mace. The tumas mace.
Roadkill on a dirt road.
The tumas mace, you had to put your hand in there where you actually had. Yeah, it has to be a case where you actually touched it.
Because it can't be buried. Sheretz doesn't work in buried.
Exactly. Because it has to, because it only works by maga. It doesn't work by all. Tosa says, Im toma, hecha shayach tumas tahom b'sheretz, b'halom b'tam el b'maga. Come on, he stuck his hand in the dirt. Okay, fine. Just had to get that out of the way. So Tumas at home to Sheretz comes to exit. So the Maya Skinan. So who are we dealing with now? Remember, we're talking about someone who brought a Korban Pesach and a Nazir at the end. The Tumah is messing them up. So so it's coming to exclude the Tumas Sheretz. Really? What would have been the case if we didn't exclude Tumas? What's the case of Tumas Sheretz? Right? The Maya Skinan, e name of Babylon, if we're talking about the owner of the Korban, who became Tamei Betumei Sheretz, Ubiman, who are we talking with? Ibn Nazir, what's the problem? Ibn Nazir, Mima Hani Bey, Ki Yomus Mesalav Amar Rahmana. We're talking about the case where the Nazir is coming to the end of his Nazirus to bring the Korbanos, and then he's so sere his days because he became Tamei. That only applies for Tamei Mes. Doesn't apply to Tumas Sheretz. So, Tumas Sheretz, it can't be talking about the exclusion. We're excluding that case. Well, it never been included to begin with. So, we're not talking about the case of where the Nazir became Tumas Betumas Sheretz Tom. Elab Osei Pesach. Talking about the guy who does Korban Pesach. So, that's hot. That goes back to the Machlokes you mentioned earlier. Can you shecht Korban Pesach with someone's Tumas Sheretz? Some people say you can. So, Honi, Chalaman, Damarsh, Ain Shokhtin, Ain Zorkin, Al Tumas Sheretz. Elamanda Amr, Al Tumas Sheretz. Elamanda Amr, Shokhtin, Al Tumas Sheretz. Hashta Tumas Yedua. If you can shecht for a guy who's beferish tummy sheretz, you can shecht for a guy who had tumas tahom of sheretz. So what's the tumas tahom of sheretz? What is it coming to exclude when we say that tumas tahom only applies by a mace and not by the sheretz? So elolav, it must be talking about the kohen. It's talking about the kohen. Ushmami no huchlo tumas tahom. So we see, we say that tumas tahom of sheretz doesn't apply to kohen, but tumas tahom of a mace does apply to the kohen, and it's fine. So Gemara says, no, Amr of Yosef Lo. Yosef says, no, I disagree. Amr Lo, Le'olam B'Vailim. We're talking about the owner and the Pesach. Okay, so we're talking about the guy's Tumas Sheretz of Pesach. Ulamute, what's it coming to exclude? It's not coming to Mu'ute, Tumas Tahom of Sheretz. It's coming to Might, Tumas Tahom de Ziva of a Zav. Okay, we can do this the last couple minutes here. So what's Tumas Tahom of Zav? Meaning, what's the case? The case is that you have a Zav. Right, so the Zav is standing the last day to become Tahor. And at the moment of the Zrika, you think that tonight is going to be clean. Right, so that's a Tumas Tahom, because you don't, at that moment in time, you don't know about it. Right, but afterwards, he became Tummy again with Ziva. And he messed up his count. So it was Huvra Lemafreya, that at the time of the Zrika, he wasn't right to eat at night. Because he has to wait till the night until he becomes Tahor. So even though at the moment in time that we did it, it was Tumas Tahom. It was hidden. It was a hidden Tumah. So Rabbi Chiya comes that the Tzitz is not Meratza on that Tumas Tahom of the Ziva.
How is the Tumas Tahom?
Tumas Tahom means unknown Tumah. It means at that moment in time, you could not have possibly known whether or not the guy was Tummy.
Why?
It wasn't Tummy.
What?
He wasn't Tummy.
He was, he wasn't Tummy at this moment, but if he would see another Riyah later tonight, then he's still Tamei earlier today. Because he has to complete the day and clean.
Then he's a Mechusar Kapora, Mechusar Tepudyom, something like that. It's not like a Tumat Tehom.
He's Herashemesh, I guess he is. So what happened in the case? So the case is, the cases we're here is that the guy's tumor of ziva, he's shomer yom peneged yom. He's at his last day. He goes, I'm going to be good tonight. They throw the blood for him. Turns out that 10 minutes afterwards, he has another ria. So it's a tzitz meratzah for him. No, the tzitz is only meratzah on tumas tahoma tamei mace, not of sheretz. Okay, so not of ziva. So we can't really turn the page. So the Gemara is going to ask. Basically, Gemara is going to ask a few questions on Rav Yosef about that about tumas. Right, the premise right now is that tumas tahom of a ziva, the tzitz is not meratzah for tumas tahom of a ziva. And the Gemara is going to start asking some questions about that. First, going to ask a question on real zav of the of, you know, ziva of a woman. Right, go from there. Okay, stop here. Have a good night.